This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday we began part 3 in our series from the Gospel of Luke, a series called Simple Gospel. We're in Luke 2, beginning at verse 1. It's about the birth of Christ. If it sounds like we're talking about Christmas themes, we are, because that's what we're studying in the Gospel of Luke. We continue right now with the reading of the text from Luke 2 and go right into the message. God bless you as you listen. And a few people know what it's like to be terrified. These shepherds were terrified. They weren't frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I know that the nativity scene has been idealized and romanticized in our culture because of Christmas cards and because of movies. We have romanticized it. And we have taken the ugliness out of it, as one author said. We have taken the ugliness out of it, but it was an ugly deal. It wasn't pleasant. It didn't look like a Hallmark card. In fact, I just want to share two authors with you. Paul Butler, professor at Pacific Christian College before they became Hope University in Fullerton, writes this. He said, "You've got to note the following. You have a poor, pregnant, unmarried, virgin woman of Nazareth who rode or walked 60 to 70 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem while in the last stages of pregnancy. She had her baby delivered in an unsanitary barn or cave. No doctors, no anesthesia, no nurses, no midwives. In fact, the only person there was her husband. There was no baked turkey and dressing, carols, tinsel, or family reunion at this first Christmas. The very first visitors were rough, unclean shepherds who had been out in the fields for weeks with their flocks. And that is where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords had his beginning." Lewis Foster was a professor at Cincinnati Christian University and one of the translators of the NIV Bible. And he has a powerful thing to say about this that I think maybe you've never heard before. "What is most striking of all is that when Jesus was born, they laid him in a manger. The manger has become so identified with the crib for the baby Jesus, we tend to forget that a manger was simply a feeding trough for animals. Now, it's true, it could be made partially clean, and it's true, it could have been made snug and comfortable with fresh straw, and it could have been surrounded completely with love. But the manger would not be suitable in the lowest class home in America. It's a feeding trough made out of wood. Jesus was identified, Dr. Foster said, with the most humble, lowly beginning when they laid him in the manger."
Well, as you listen today, if you're saying it's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas, it is. We're in Luke 2 as a part of our new series called Simple Gospel from the Gospel of Luke. Our website is crosshope.org. Look at visual stories. crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.